There's a little something missing when the music septet Naturally Seven gets together. Now listen to this. See if you can guess. I don't care what you think you heard. No musical instruments were harmed, much less used in the performance of that song, which is called Wall of Sound. What you just heard was Naturally Seven doing what they do naturally best, something they call vocal play. No instruments, just voices. Naturally Seven has toured with the Canadian singer Michael Bublé. They've performed for Prince Charles and Quincy Jones. Now they are performing for us here in Studio 4A at NPR headquarters. Gentlemen, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Really honored to have you, having seen you perform on the Paris subways, at least on that famous YouTube clip. Could I get each of you to introduce yourselves in turn, and also with the instrument that you mimic?
All right. I'm Hops, and I mimic the bass guitar.
And beautifully tuned. Yes.
I'm Warren. Most of the time I'm doing drums, something like...
I'm Rod, and I am the D. I want D. I'm a DJ.
Yes. And I'm Garfield, and I'm the harmonica.
I'm Jamal, and I'm the flute like this.
I'm Dwight, your baritone.
And I'm Roger, kind of like the rapper in the group, but the instrument played in Wall of Sound is the...
This is amazing. Armand Hops Hutton.
Hey.
Where'd you get that voice? I mean, does everyone in your family have a voice like that?
Nah, not really. I've been this way ever since I was born. I kind of came out the womb. Mama.
That was your mama.
Kind of scared people, yeah. Growing up, it was difficult because whenever I would try to talk to a girl on the phone, and the father would answer, they'd say, wait a second, this can't be the fifth grader in my daughter's class. So it was a little difficult getting a girlfriend in that respect. But other than that, it's been a blessing.
I first saw you, what I guess is now a famous YouTube clip, of you folks singing on the Paris subway. Gradually, people are just sitting there in their own worlds and they turn away, but eventually they all get together. How did that come about?
We wish we could say it was our idea, but while we were in France... One of the executives from the record label had said, after we sang probably at a restaurant, we just sang kind of for her. And she was like, wow. She said, I've got an idea. Would you tomorrow, during rush hour, go and sing on the metro? And let's just see what happens. And that's exactly what we did.
Could we get you then to do what you did from the Paris metro to Studio 4A?
Here it is.
I can feel it. Coming in the air tonight, oh Lord, 'cause I've been waiting for this moment for all my life, oh Lord, oh Lord.
Feel it in the air tonight. Can you feel it in the air tonight?
Oh Lord!
I can feel it in the air tonight. Can you feel it in the air tonight?
Oh Lord!
I can feel it in the air tonight. Can you feel it in the air tonight?
Oh Lord!
Cause I can feel it in the air tonight. We gon' do it live.
Oh Lord! Don't lose your faith with me one day.
gosh, that's a wonderful song. And I predict that Miley Cyrus will not be able to cover it. Our producers had suggested that you might teach me how to do a little vocal play. You know, and look, this is a cheap theatrical showbiz gimmick that I would ordinarily reject, but I'm the father of a 6-year-old and a 2-year-old, and my life is all about cheap theatrical gimmicks at this point. Right. If you can teach me to do something to amuse them,
all right. Well,
I'd be very grateful.
I think we have the perfect thing for to amuse a 6-year-old, for
yeah.
sure.
Okay.
You could be the DJ, right?
Okay. Yeah.
That's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for you.
No,
yeah. They're all looking in the control room at me like now he's really going to fall on his face.
Try.
Yes?
Okay. But you're just going to repeat after me.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Say, hear it.
Hear it.
Say, a what?
A what?
Hear it.
Hear it.
A what?
A what?
Hear it.
Hear it.
A what?
A what?
Hear it, hear it, hear it. A what? A what? A what?
Eric, Eric, Eric. Sound like Bugs Bunny.
That was getting there.
Oh yeah. I know if she's listening now, my wife, however, wants to crawl under a table.
Yes.
Tell me about touring. There was this little matter of a fire on your tour bus, right?
Yeah.
Little matter.
What happened?
We were all sleeping in the bus. Next thing I know, we hear the bus driver saying, get off the bus, get off the bus. The bus is on fire.
Within minutes, the whole inner part of the cabin was, you know, engulfed in flames. It didn't take very long at all. It was pretty hair-raising.
Fortunately, none of our instruments were destroyed.
But now, Roger, I understand your instrument escaped in his pajamas. I wouldn't be, no. Well, that boy, that sounds dreadful.
Yeah,
it was, take two. Roger.
It was one of those things where, as Hobbs just said it, I felt like this was probably just a little smoke thing.
Yeah.
It's not till we got off the bus that you look back at the bus and you say, only what we have.
You have a last song you're going to perform for us, which I'm very eager to hear.
Yes, and this one is just our little ode to Simon and Garfunkel. Our father was like, listen to the lyrics. Listen to these lyrics. These guys are great writers. So here it is.
April, come she will, when streams are ripe and swelled with rain. May she will stay. Resting in my arms again. Guess that she must. Yeah, the autumn wind blow, chilly and cold September. I remember a love once new has now grown.
And there's more from Naturally 7 on our website, nprmusic.org.
Bless this house, O Lord, we pray. Make it safe,
so safe.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.